So let's hear now from Elise Hugh.
Meet my one-year-old baby, Ava. She's still a wobbly walker, and the sum total of her talking skills sounds something like this. But she has no problem activating Siri, the virtual assistant on my iPhone.
I don't know what you mean by rock.
When we meet up at the park with Ava's friend Lily, who's 16 months, it's clear Lily is even savvier with the gadgets. Her mom, Kim Trainer, explains.
She knows how to turn the iPad on. She knows, how to slide her finger across.
Which gets to the technology tension in modern parenting. You want your kids to be technologically adept, but without giving them so much screen time that it's not healthy for development. Again, Lily's mom, Kim Trainer.
If I think about my childhood, a lot of these things didn't exist, and obviously my parents didn't have to think about what the exposure might do to us.
Did you read up on studies? Is that how you knew not to expose the baby?
My pediatrician had been forthright in telling me things like, it's probably practical not to give them too much exposure when they're under two.
So to figure out what's behind that avoid screens before two policy, I called up one pediatrician who would know.
I'm Dr. Ari Brown.
She was the lead author on the American Academy of Pediatrics 2011 policy statement that discouraged passive media use for children under age two. Dr. Brown says sitting around watching TV or movies is the worst kind of screen time for babies.
The concern for risk is that some kids who watch a lot of media actually have poor language skills. So there's a deficit in their language development. We also have concerns about other developmental issues because they're basically missing out on other developmentally appropriate activities.
So no plopping down babies to sit passively before screens. Got it. But what if the subjects on screen interact with the babies? Like, what happens when you Skype?
Hello?
Ava seems to really enjoy Skyping with her grandparents, and Lily is learning from it, as her mom explains.
She'd watched a little message from her dad who had bought her a ball and said, this is a ball. And as soon as she realized that, we'll try and leave a message for dad, she went, ball, ball, ball.
It turns out some Skyping benefits are now backed up by research. Vanderbilt University developmental psychologist Georgine Trosseth conducts some of the country's leading research on children and screens. Trosseth says Skyping isn't like watching TV because it's a social interaction.
We're finding pretty consistently that, in fact, two recent studies with actual Skype, that children do seem to learn better when there is social interaction from a person on video. So it's kind of encouraging with FaceTime or Skype for parents and grandparents to know that interaction, that children might actually be willing to learn from a person on a screen because of the social interaction, showing them that what's on the screen is connected to their lives.
That kind of research has now guided the American Academy of Pediatrics to update its policy guidelines, recommending that families set media use diets in their own homes and be balanced about screen time. Because not only is there a difference between TV time and Skyping, but babies are also interacting in another way, using touch screens, and they're doing it really well. Lily showed me how she shuffles through photos on her mom's iPhone.
Turtle.
Baby's a turtle.
And parents keep hearing about, quote, educational apps. The developmental psychologist, Trosseth, says be wary for now.
There's nothing wrong with, a toy being fun, engaging a child for an amount of time. But to promote it as being educational, then we really need to do research to find out, is having it be interactive doing anything for making it easier to learn from?
Since the research on touch screens isn't clear yet, Dr. Brown offers some advice in the meantime.
We still have questions. If you're planning on using interactive media with your child, use it with your child. Sit down with your child and engage with them because that is going to be more valuable than anything.
It's valuable time with her 14-month-old daughter that taught another fellow mom, Jennifer Grover, about her own relationship with screens.
It's just amazing how good they are at mimicking what they see. So I've definitely had to learn to kind of rein in my attention to the laptop or my attention to my phone in front of her, because whatever I'm doing, that's what she wants to be doing.
In the interest of helping our tiny humans learn, we adults are learning a lot. As babies bravely explore their new screen-filled worlds, so do we.
Bye-bye.
Elise Hu, NPR News.